He is former Canuck Ryan Kesler, and we got to see him on the ice for the first time in a long time at Rogers Arena.
Good to see you, too.
And he joins us now at on Sportsnet 650. How are you, Ryan?
Good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Describe your night the other night. It was you looked like, not to put words in your mouth, but you looked like you were a little nervous of how it was going to go, and it went off beautifully.
Yeah, it wasn't my night, though. It was Hank and Danny's night, but I was nervous. I didn't want to take away from what those guys have done, and I didn't want to be the, you know, the guy in the room that got booed and ruined their night. So,
sure.
When I stepped on the ice and Juice was in front of me, and I'm like, I've never been so effing nervous in my life. I'm shaking. I just didn't know what to expect. And then you hear the ovation of Trevor and Juice and Nazzy. And then I'm up and I'm like, okay, here we go. And then you hear the ovation, and it brings, you know, still just talking about it, it brings chills.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, what's up, buddy? Sorry.
Yeah, Jacob Markstrom swinging by to say hi.
Ryan Kesler is still super popular. Every single player that walks by gives him a dab and some extra love. So Ryan Kessler's star is still very bright here in Vancouver.
So step on the ice, get the ovation, get chills, and it was just a really good feeling, something that I'll never forget. It brought me back, and I was talking to Juice on our podcast today, and we talked about how it kind of brought us back to you know, the good days. The not that they're not having good days now, but for us personally, those years we were here, they were the best years of our lives. And you don't know it in the moment, but those were, quote unquote, the golden years for us. And you know, looking back and seeing all the faces, it was a special night. We were talking to Edler earlier, and you don't know it until you pass, but seeing all the old faces bring back all those good memories, you know?
And was it important, too, to get that love from the fans? Because you know what happens, and you've talked a lot about, you know, when you leave and you got booed and all that sort of stuff. But that night, it kind of felt like the fans were telling you, like, hey, it's good. We're good now. And how important is that for you to know that this is the point where you move forward now? You know, that apprehension is now gone. Your place in Canucks history has a strong standing.
Yeah, it was super important to me, actually. You know, like I said, I almost started tearing up, and told my wife when I went upstairs, I'm like, you know what? If I'm done, I'm good with it. This is like the final chapter of my story, and for them to, quote unquote, you know, basically forgive me and cheer for me the way they did it, you know, I'm good if I never play another game. And you know, that it was hard leaving, but it was even hard hearing the boos and the way I was treated. And for me to, you know, I did some things where, you know, I regret, but looking back on it, I would change it. And the fact that they forgive me and we can move on and I can, you know, be okay with everything now is very important to me.
Have you had many, you've been in the city obviously for a few days. I imagine you've been out and about. Have you had many interactions? Have you noticed people coming up? And
I've been in the gym. I skated for the first time today. So I just came from North Shore Winter Club and took a bunch of pictures on the ice with some kids. And the first time I had my trainers had me on the ice. So felt okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been busy. To be honest, I just was downstairs having a drink with a buddy, and I wasn't even able to see him. I have a couple friends still in the city outside of hockey, and it was really tough to see them because with this and, yeah. and the game, it's been hard to see these guys.
Yeah, well, hey, it was awesome the other night. I know you said it was about the Sedins, but the ovation was great. It was the loudest, and it was on purpose. So, hey, we're happy for you.
Thank you.
And it's great to see you.
I thought it was something with my ears, but I thought it was the loudest,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Have a great night. Yeah, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.